Chapter 2. Charlie couldn't keep his eyes off Esther, who lay sleeping in the hospital bed. Though her injuries from the car accident appeared minor, mostly bruising and abrasions, the doctor had decided to keep her there for a couple of days. "Tests," he'd told Charlie. "I'd like to run a few more tests." What did that mean? Wasn't Esther going to be back to normal once those dark spots on her arms and face healed up? And why wasn't she talking more? Esther had always been a chatterbox, but now she mostly slept or just looked out the window at the hospital parking lot. Pastor Andrew had driven to the hospital the moment he heard about the accident, and he'd been back every day since. Usually the minister focused his attention on Esther, talking to her, reading the Bible, praying with her. Today, instead of walking straight to Esther's bedside, he sat on the chair next to Charlie's recliner and studied the silent television set for a few minutes. "I noticed you've got the TV on, but you haven't glanced at it once," Pastor Andrew said finally. "You keep looking at Esther as if you'd never seen her before. What's on your mind, Charlie?"
"I've never seen her like this," Charlie admitted. "I even considered telling Charles Jr. and Ellie they'd better come see their mother. But the doctor says it's not that serious, and the kids are both so busy that I decided against it. But she's got me worried."
Pastor Andrew nodded. Charlie liked the tall, lanky fellow who wore glasses a little too big for his face and suit coats a little too short for his arms. He had led Lake Area Ministry Bible Chapel, Lamb Chapel, as folks called it, for more than 10 years. He took his role as pastor of the flock seriously, and he was forever visiting folks in their homes or dropping by the hospital or nursing home. When Pastor Andrew preached a sermon, about all he did was choose a passage from the Bible and teach the congregation what the verses meant and how they ought to affect a person's life, which Charlie figured was exactly what most folks needed. Pastor Andrew had been to a Bible college, but he didn't go for fancy messages with highfalutin lingo like some ministers. Charlie had been raised in a church where the pastor was more interested in sounding grandiose than in teaching truth to his flock. Not Pastor Andrew. In fact, he regularly got garbled, off track, or tongue-twisted during his sermons, a fact that endeared him to everybody. One Sunday, he told the congregation that they should not be lax in doing good. "The truth is obvious," he announced in a stern voice. "We've got a laxative problem around here." Esther and Charlie had laughed over that one later, and they still occasionally reminded each other not to have a laxative attitude. It was one of the many little jokes between them. Lines from movies, silly puns, memorable events. Things only the two of them understood. One word or a meaningful glance could trigger the very same thought in both of them. As Charlie gazed at his wife, he wondered if they would ever share such intimate moments again. "Has she been talking to you much?" Pastor Andrew asked Charlie now. "I wonder if she remembers the accident. I can't get her to tell me about it."
"Right after it happened, she had all kinds of energy. She was talking, but she was confused. She thought Cody Goss had wrecked her car and made her miss her weekly set and style at the beauty parlor. She kept talking about the post office and insisting that she was fine. I thought the accident had just shaken her up a little and she'd be back to her same old self in no time. But now, I don't know, it's like she's gone off somewhere. And I can't get her to come home."
Home? This world is not Esther's real home, Charlie. You know that, don't you? Her father's getting things ready for her, for all of us who belong to Christ, to come home forever.
"I hate to disappoint you, Pastor, but heaven is the last thing on our minds. Esther's even got Thanksgiving dinner all planned out. There's a turkey in the freezer. On the day of the accident, she was on her way to her hair appointment, and then we had planned to eat dinner at Aunt Mamie's Good Food, the Friday night all-you-can-eat shrimp special. I can't figure out why Esther just lies there sleeping or staring out the window."
"Maybe it's the medication. Do they have her sedated?"
"They did at first. I'm not sure now. The doctors and nurses mean well, but they talk so fast, you can hardly make heads or tails of what they're telling you. They rattle off their medical jabber, names of medicines and tests and body parts. The doctor told me he thought Esther might have a broken clavicle, and it about scared me half to death.